sounds wild. Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
A dipper stands beside a rushing stream bobbing in its characteristic fashion. It blinks and a flash of white crosses its eye. This is an unusual white feathered eyelid, thought to be a signal to other dippers. Birds have both upper and lower eyelids, and in many birds the lower eyelid is most movable. Hawks blink from the bottom up, and owls, like people, blink from the top down. Birds, along with reptiles and some mammals, also have a third eyelid, called a nictitating membrane, underneath their outer eyelids.
All birds have this nictitating membrane, but it's not the same in all birds. The dipper and other diving birds like loons, auks, and diving ducks close their nictitating membranes when they dive. A clear lens-shaped window in the center of the membrane may help the birds see better underwater. Woodpeckers have an especially thick nictitating membrane, which they close when they hammer their beaks against wood. That helps cushion their eyes against the impact and protect them from flying wood chips. In many birds, the nictitating membrane is the key to keeping their eyes clean. The external eyelids may close only during sleep. The nictitating membrane can sweep rapidly across the surface of the eye to clear the cornea of debris. A gland in the eye secretes a lubricant to keep the eye moist. Many birds, such as falcons, have a second secretory gland that produces a viscous solution that moistens the cornea during the breathtaking dives that are the falcon's trademark. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
And I'm Kathy Hawker.
Sounds Wild is brought to you by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.